this one I could understand both sides of the equation, this topic I'm going to talk about, and it pertains to my favorite team, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Go Bucks! And their quarterback, Tom Brady, which I've always loved since he was in New England. And it was so exciting when he came to Tampa Bay and everyone here just got really excited. And all of a sudden you start seeing Brady and Gronkowski jerseys. And I always come telling people, like, look, these people that are wearing Brady's and Gronkowski jerseys, they're not from Tampa. They're straight from Massachusetts. Because they went ahead and figured, heck, we're here locally. Our guy's here. And I just always give everyone a hard time that has Gronkowski or Brady. You're not a Bucks fan. We know who you are. We know who you're truly with. But, hey, listen, we'll take any fan that we can, right? So, but it was a very interesting headline because Tom Brady ended up 45 years old, my age, and he ended up taking about close to 2 weeks off right in the middle of preseason, and they're trying to rev up, which is preseason is a time where a lot of the people work out their kinks and get ready for the first game in a couple weeks or in a week or so. And I guess for me, it was really weird to see that after him, first of all, the fact that people were giving him a hard time about taking 2 weeks off. Like, this guy's 45 years old. This is like uncharted waters. Like, there hasn't been a quarterback this good. He should have won MVP last year. That's how good he was. It's one of those deals where you're scratching your head at and marvel at what he's doing. Like, LeBron is doing something similar as well, being late in his 30s, averaging 30, playing point guard. Like, I've never seen that before. None of us have seen these things before, right? So this is, for sports fans, such anomalies of what is happening in the world, right? And in the sports world in particular. So when he's sitting there and the reporters are asking him, why did you take off 2 weeks? Why were you not there? Why were you not available for your team? All these things of trying to get the gossip going. And if you know anything about Brady, he's never going to give you. In all his interviews, most of them are being from New England. They're just a bunch of fluff. They're not giving you anything. But this time, when he's been in Tampa, he's been a little bit more frank, a little more loose. And he goes ahead and says, hey, man, I got a ton of shit going on. You know, I needed that break. I got a lot of shit going on. I got a handle and I'm ready to go. And lo and behold, the rumor mill starts online. And, well, it's not a shocker, but the wife is not happy that he retired and then unretired and starting this whole thing up once again. And I think that I could understand her side. You know, she feels like, damn, man, we have these kids and this family, and I'm having to kind of do it on my own while you're out there working, and it's not fair to me, right? And all these different things that she deservedly feels. Like, what else do you have to prove? You know, I could tell she was really happy that he was retiring and stuff. But once he made a change of heart, I mean, you're not seeing anything from support from her. You're not seeing nothing. And you could tell that she's very unhappy. Whether or not she talks about it or not, her inaction would lead me to believe that she's not happy with the decision of him going back and playing football. Okay? And she has her reasons, deservedly so. But this is the problem that I have with her and many other women in this case in point, because you realize that when you met him, guess what he was? He was a football player, a starting quarterback for a Super Bowl team. That's probably what attracted you to him. I don't think if Tom Brady was a retired player and you met up with him, I don't even know if you would have given him the time of day. Right? I'm speculating here, but it's understanding what you got into. And this woman met this football player, a star football player, a guy that has always disclosed how long he wants to play for. He wants to play until he sucks, right? And that's the message that I've gotten from him continuously over and over and over again. But when you start hearing rumblings about Giselle not being happy and not being able to see him take hits and all these different things that you know, all of us that have been in relationships know the pressure comes hard. And I'm not trying to bash all women out there. I'm just saying in general that women are just not understanding of accepting a man for what he is. Like, they have a problem with that. It's like, you know, this guy still wants to play. This guy feels like he still has something to prove. You got to understand, this guy was so, he wasn't expected to do anything in the league. And he's carried that fire of proving everybody wrong so that when he's done, there's nobody else that can catch him. Think about it. At 45 years old, he was voted the number one best player in the NFL. And by the way, his peers are probably in their 20s. They probably were born while he was playing. And now they're playing the NFL. All right? So that's, when you see that, when you see that the body of work of Tom Brady and how he's always talked and expressed himself about the passion of playing football, of getting ready, of the camaraderie, of all these different things that go on. And for him to, you could tell that he had to take a break because he had to go ahead and attend to an angry wife that maybe feels jaded, feels slighted, because he wants to go and play the thing that, oh, by the way, that he was doing when you first met him. That's where I don't understand women. Like, women are weird in the sense of they want to have the lavish lifestyle. They want to have things taken care of, right? And I don't mean lavish lifestyle, but women want to have a nice house. Women want to have nice trips, experiences, do things, right, with their partner and with their family. But it takes money to do that. And what happens is with us guys, we get locked into a career. And guess what? That's like our second or third or fourth child, whatever number of child. Let's say you have two children, that's your third child. Because you're just as invested in that commitment to that job, to that position, in this case, to football. This is his life. This is what he's done. So it's very confusing to me that his wife can't be supportive if the reports are true. We don't know if they're true or not, but think about it. I mean, it's just like when there's smoke, there's fire, right? It's kind of like if you walk out with a girl out of a club, you just didn't go to have coffee. Like, if you guys are drinking and grinding on each other and dancing and kissing, you guys leave the club, yeah, you're just not going to sit there and talk. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you can just surmise that Tom Brady was putting out a fire at home, that he was having to spend time with her because she was not happy at all with that decision for him to come back, even though it's not something that after this year, I mean, it's just weird. Like, for me, it's like women are really, they sabotage dreams. They're dream killers in a lot of ways. Like, lady, don't you understand this is what you signed up for? That's why I always tell, like, when my daughter gets old enough to do, I'm like, listen, no disrespect, but there's a certain type of professionals that I won't want you to date, that I think that you should stay away from. I mean, one of them will be like an athlete or a performer. Why? Because unless you're going to travel on the road with them, unless you're going to do what they want you to do and you be at their mercy and you can tolerate it and that's your thing, then go for it, right? But you have to understand what you're signing up for. I always praise Derek Jeter in this regard, because Derek Jeter was dating, was in relationships, but he never married. Never had any kids until he retired. Think about that. He was playing for almost 20 years, and in his 40s, right away, had a girlfriend, got married, had a kid. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how you should do it. Because these women, at some point, they go along for the ride. It's exciting. But then at some point, they're like, dude, let that go. And of course, Giselle doesn't value football because she's never grown up in it. And I know from playing sports, the bond as men, like the bond and the camaraderie and the enjoyment you feel, like when you get a group of men together that are on the same page on the same mission, it's a beautiful connection. I mean, many of us, I think when we play fantasy football, a lot of it has to do with, it's not about fucking all this shit or winning, or it's just the camaraderie of guys getting together, because we don't do that enough as men. I was reading this article about that. I actually saved it. It talked about how men are becoming more lonelier and lonelier. And I was like, yeah, I kind of agree. I kind of agree with that. And I guess I don't understand why a woman like Giselle doesn't understand that. Look, this is my man's passion. I know I need him home. I know I want him to be here. But it's like, it sucks, and I'm going to let him know I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to support him. And I'm not going to make him doubt his decision, because that's what he loves to do. That's what he's always been doing. And I just know that I've signed up for this, right? It's no different than if she was still a model. It's no different than if you're dating Kim Kardashian and she's being a socialite and going to these events and doing these things. Like, you're going to have to adapt to that person's passion, whatever they're into right now, whatever they're into in this moment. And women don't understand that. Women don't understand that when men are diving into a profession or a passion with the ultimate goal of enjoying it and also providing a lifestyle, women can't understand that. Women are the most, I have a daughter, I love women. But it's that mindset of them not understanding. And if you're not like this, kudos to you. But you women know that there's women like Giselle. Okay? That's what I'm getting at. It's that you have to get to these women and tell them, hey, man, come on, man. That man has been doing it when he met you. And I get it. But you got to be at least supportive. I'm not saying that you have to. You could bitch and complain to me about it as a friend. But girl, you gotta just be supportive of your man. Because guess what? If you wanted to go ahead and strut the runway, and you wanted to do that for 5 years in your 50s and 60s, he's gotta shut up and take that too. Because if that's what you love to do, if that's what you wanna do, and you wanna travel and be on these different runways around the, you know, Paris and New York City, all these bougie places, right? Then you have to understand that. And I just feel, that's the stuff when I see it, and you can tell from the actions, you can tell from the way he interviewed, it was like, I got nothing to tell you. You know, it wasn't even a jovial, yeah, we had a great break. Yeah, we had a great vacation. You know, I ended up, hey guys, yeah, I just ended up doing some R&R with my wife just before the season started. I think at 45 years old, I mean, it's not, you know, I'm trying to piece the household, man. It's, you know, but I love her, and she's supportive of me, so we're ready to go. You know, that would have been more of a Brady response, where people would have been like, oh, yeah. Then the debate would have been like, should a guy like that get the privilege, right? And, of course, I'm going to say, yeah, all day, every day. 7 Super Bowl rings. Yeah, he won a second championship for us in Tampa. So, yeah, he's going to get the leeway he wants. Yeah, that's how it works. Ranking has its privileges, unfortunately. There's a reason why Donald Trump could go to any golf course and be comped, and I can't. You know, so that's the thing that I wish, if this message gets out to anybody, I don't understand why, when you're meeting a guy and you see how he is and how he's living his life and what his obsession is and what he loves to do, why you're trying to deter him from that. After you're in love with him, after you marry him, because you don't want him to take any hits. Duh, that's been going on since the beginning. So it's going to happen. I understand that you're trying to quit while you're ahead, but he still has something to prove. So who are you to tell him to stop? Because guess what? He's going to live with that regret. Resentment's going to be built. And guess who's that going to be taken out? On you. Because while you're smiling and while you're feeling great, like, yeah, he retired, now you're with me, he's in the back of his head saying, man, this fucking bitch, fucking had me fucking retire, and now I'm having to do family time, and I love it, man. Man, I miss that football. Man, I miss that time out there on the field. And I know I could have played more. And I know I could have given them a year or two more. Right? He knows himself. He wants to keep playing. It just didn't work out in Miami. You know? They blew that deal up. Because he was trying to go to the Dolphins. He was trying to go there, get part ownership, and then have Sean Payton as his coach and figure it out. And Tom Brady being, and also, by the way, AFC East. So he would have been playing the Patriots twice a year. So he would have given the Patriots a big fuck you gift at the end of the day. So, Giselle, please support your man. He's not selling drugs. He's not romping with other women. He's not doing anything crazy. He's playing football. That's his passion. Support him.